Boxing Day, a day for being with others, around a table at a meal or a party, in a church together, or participating online, which we may have to do because of COVID. Being together, one people, one spirit of love and fellowship. Jesus and his family join in celebratory praise with pilgrims just like them, attending a festival of praise. Let us come into the presence of the parent of all creation and the child who is Lord of life. Let us praise God together.
Now let us pray. God of eternity, present with us now. God of all creation, present with us here, in this ordinary but particular place, in these moments at home, this unremarkable and yet unique moment, we experience the mystery of incarnation, God with us, Emmanuel. The stories are wrapping for the deeper truths that they carry. As we continue to explore them, may we not be too distracted by them. You, the eternal mystery, the one with no name and many, are with us here and now, and we marvel, as did the shepherds and sages, the teachers in the temple, the confused but loving parents of one remarkable child through whom you came close to us once and, amazingly, still do. We have got used to hearing about all that made him different from us. We marvel still more at all that makes him the same. His vulnerability and dependence as a baby, his growing independence as a child, his testing of the boundaries as an adolescent. We give thanks for his questions, his sharp insights into truths that the adults had forgotten or did not want to see. We are blessed by the special relationship that he had with you, his heavenly Father, and by the gracious wisdom of his human parents who encouraged that to develop as he grew. As we leave the stories of childhood behind for another year and prepare to leap ahead to his life's work and mission and service, may the little that we do know about his early days continue to inspire and encourage us. as we continue that journey, awakening, developing, and sustaining meaningful faith in the Christ. May we see in him an example of what it means to be truly and fully human. Not perfect, but always growing, always learning, increasing in wisdom as we do in years. May his relationship be an example for ours, with space in them and tolerance and understanding, and remembering always that the kingdom comes first. Loving God, with us then and here with us now, continue with us in this our worship and in the daily living, which, if the worship is real, will be nourished by it and forever changed. All our prayers, our worship, we bring to you, our God. Amen.
The first reading today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 2, starting at verse 18. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favour with the Lord and with the people. And then Luke chapter 2 from verse 41. Boy Jesus at the temple. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and men. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Treasured in her heart. And through all his wondrous childhood, he would honour and obey. So begins the third verse of the much-loved carol, Once in Royal David's City, written by Cecil Frances Alexander in 1848. And she must have either forgotten about or chosen to disregard the account that we have just heard about in Luke 2, because it hardly supports the moral lesson with which the verse concludes. Christian children all must be mild, obedient, good as he. Times have changed, and that verse has been omitted from some hymn books, including the CH4. But it raises interesting questions about the humanity of Jesus and whether he was indeed tempted in every way as we are, but yet without sin, as we read in the letter to Hebrews. No parent, ancient or modern, would be surprised to hear that a lively, intelligent 12-year-old boy at a key stage of his transition to adulthood, preoccupied with his own thoughts, should forget his parents' injunction to stay safe and let them know where he was at all times. For young Jesus, freshly training in reading of the scriptures for his bar mitzvah and brimful of questions and ideas, it would have been easy to get caught up in conversation with the teachers in the temple and lose track of time. That it should continue for 3 days without any attempt to contact his family, suggests a deliberate choice on the young lad's part and would have left his parents frantic with worry. Far from even pretending to be sorry, he remains defiant, telling them that they should have known where he was and adding insult to injury by implying that God and not Joseph was his father. However impressed we are meant to be with this precocious learning and spiritual awareness, the adjectives mild and obedient and good are not the ones that come readily to mind. Mary's response, possibly after she'd confiscated his phone and grounded him for a month, was to treasure these things in her heart. A habit she may have learned early on when an angel arrived to announce her pregnancy and strange things started to happen to her. To treasure these things in your heart sounds a great deal better off than to say you were annoyed or that you told your child off. Many parents will have a collection of treasures in the loft or in a cupboard somewhere that they cannot quite bring themselves to get rid of, like a pair of baby shoes or a lock of hair or a child's first drawing. As Mary, after this traumatic but revealing incident with her adolescent son, stored the memory of it in her heart, we might take time to reflect on the memories which we treasure, as well as those whose full significance we have yet to unravel. Maybe even to reflect on those times when we've been annoyed or worried. But looking back, we can see those actions as part of the process of maturing and growing up. There are deliberate parallels here with the story of Samuel in the temple, a young man who understands what his elders have forgotten. Luke wants to show how different Jesus is from most children of his age. But he does so by telling a story which, unlike Samuel's, is of universal significance. The scene can be pictured very clearly as we relate to it, either from our own adolescence or from living with adolescent children.
And now we bring our prayers for others and for ourselves. God, you encounter us in timeless mystery, but also in one way or another in every person that we meet. We give thanks for all that children have to teach us, if we will take time to listen and learn. The vulnerability and trust of a tiny baby, like the one whose birth we have been remembering this season. The awkward growing pains of adolescence, the rebellions of testing of boundaries, the difficult questions and occasional flashes of insight, like those which amazed the teachers in the temple and caused a young lad's parents to wonder who he was and what would become of him. We give thanks for the precious memories that we carry from our childhood, and acknowledge the painful ones too, the times we were listened to and ignored, the adults who gave us space and freedom to make our own mistakes and learn from them, the ones who tried to quash and control us, the teachers who inspired us to lifelong learning, and the ones who ruled by fear. We give thanks for treasured memories of children we have known and loved, some grown now, some gone, but always present in our hearts. Loving God, whom Jesus likened to the most gentle and generous of fathers, the kind of parent that every child deserves, but not all get, We pray for children and parents and teachers in our complicated world today. For girls denied education because of their gender. For boys with no one to show them how to be men. For parents who worry about letting their children out of their sight. We pray for school teachers, with all the pressures and difficulties they face, wanting to do the very best for the young people in their care. We pray for the church in congregations near and far, as we seek to do the very best we can in our time for this generation. God, who wants each of your children to grow as Jesus did in wisdom, as they do in years, may we not be afraid of young people's questions or our own. However old we are, may we be open to new insights and hungry for deeper understanding of the mysteries of our faith that are simple enough for a child to understand and profound enough to keep surprising us to the end of our days. All our prayers for all those we know and love, for those we don't know and those we find hard to love, the prayers for our family, for those near and dear to us, and the prayers for ourselves, we offer to you, our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Let us dedicate our offering. Let us pray. God, who shares freely with us all you have and are, help us to share our treasures with you. And let's join together in the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever. Amen.
Thank you.
And now, as we leave our worship, don't get lost, don't get left behind. We go to follow God's plan, to treasure all things God makes known and that God makes available to us. We go not to hoard our experience of God, but to reveal, make available and encourage others to know such blessings as we know. We go to serve our God. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son and Holy Spirit be with us all now and evermore. Amen.